The Greater Phoenix Economic Council, or GPEC, is charged with attracting new businesses, large and small, to the Valley and assisting existing companies in expanding their opportunities. Recently, Site Selection magazine awarded GPEC a Mack Conway Award as the top economic development organization in the U.S. Adam Bruns is the managing editor of Site Selection, and he's with me. Adam, what's the importance of an economic development organization generally?
They're there to keep things flowing and to keep the project moving forward. If there's one thing that just about any economic development group could say, it would be that companies are in a hurry to make projects happen. And that means, you know, if you back that up to the site selection process, which can often be a very complex affair, they want that site selection process to be as expeditious as possible as well.
We hear so much about the phrase small business. So does it matter one way or the other what sort of groups a city or a community is drawing, as long as it sort of adds up to the same sort of success?
Well, it's a great question, and I think the most successful economic development groups have divisions, if you will, focused on those different things. They want a vibrant startup ecosystem, but they want to land a few blockbusters now and then as well. I mean, in fact, we also in this same issue recognize the top deals of the year. And certainly the Lucid Motors project qualifies, and that was cited among our top deals of the year. It's also a matter of looking at the larger region and recognizing that every sub-region plays a part. In fact, with the Lucid Motors project, it kind of went beyond the region itself, and one of the aspects of the deal that Arizona Commerce Authority President and CEO Sandra Watson told us about was that the company could take advantage of the assets surrounding even the state, such as the automotive supply chain in Sonora, Mexico. So it sometimes goes even beyond what you think of as your metro area.
Are the factors that cause a small, large business, whatever it may be, to move to a new place or to branch out to a new place, is education still maybe number one? Is lifestyle, weather, that sort of thing? What are some of the main factors that most businesses look to?
Workforce is really at the top, the access to talent. Now, they do shift from year to year. In fact, we do a business climate ranking. The factors can shift around from year to year. When we ask site selection consultants as well as corporate end users what matters most to them, and last November, the number one thing was workforce skills. Incentives were right up there. The state and local tax scheme and transportation infrastructure were also, in the top five.
Adam Bruns is the managing editor of Site Selection, the magazine named GPEC the top economic development organization in the country. For a deeper perspective on how GPEC fits into the overall economic development spectrum in Arizona, we're joined by Mark Stapp, the executive director of the Master of Real Estate Development Program at ASU. Mark, what do you make of the work GPEC does?
This is a very competitive environment. So we're competing with other jurisdictions and areas for employment. And GPEC has done, I think, an exceptionally good job understanding where our strengths lie and how we can position ourselves. And then has done a great job of reaching out to companies, putting together necessary collateral material, making the arguments for locating in metropolitan. And so it's really critical that you have a good organization like this. And I think it's showing up in the kind of employment numbers we're seeing.
And Mark, some have argued that organizations like GPEC are, even if they think they're a good idea, they wonder and they worry about a lot of energy, a lot of money in some cases being spent to attract businesses from outside the area. And they wonder if sometimes that leads to neglect of local companies that need nurturing. What are your general thoughts on that?
So I think that the best bang for the buck certainly is homegrown business. But they're not unrelated activities. I think the things, especially in this environment, that are making the place attractive to new employers are also the things that existing employers need. So one, I think that it's an advocacy role where you're working with policymakers, local jurisdictions, to make sure that the things that companies need to be successful are here, the supports they have, et cetera. So I don't see them as mutually exclusive activities, as they're doing the work to look for outside companies. They're also doing the work to grow companies internally. And I haven't seen them simply saying, listen, we're going to go elephant hunting for big companies located here. They've taken a very methodical approach to this and, I think, spent time looking for companies that are already here and ways that they can help them.
Whatever President Trump said on the campaign trail and since he's been in office, they're still sort of waiting to see what kind of economic policies there may or may not be. Based on what he's said, based on the fact that there's Republican majorities in both houses of Congress, does that in any way affect how attractive Phoenix is or what an economic development organization has to do? I mean, do they have to be ready to be nimble at this point?
Totally nimble. And I think one of the things that they've done a pretty good job of is saying, listen, we can't control the national dialogue. What we've got to do is focus on our own local policymakers. I think they've done a pretty good job of that. We're in a pretty good, but we're not in a great position from an economic development standpoint. The organizations and the places we compete against have resources that we don't have from an economic development standpoint. And we've got to just focus on what we are, what we can be, and pursue those.
Mark Stapp is Executive Director of the Master of Real Estate Development Program at ASU.